I think the most memorable English language learning experience is when I'm in secondary school, and my family helped me to register for English course, which is in the British Council in MOT. And at that time, I will always communicate with some foreign teacher and some other classmate, which is have a very good English level. And so at that time, which is moments that my English improved the fastest. Yes.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Actually, I'm not always reading English books, but I very like to listen to music, English music song, because I like music very much, so I would always listen to those music. So I think the music will help me to improve the English a lot.
So sometimes when you hear the words of a song, the lyrics, yeah, and you're not sure about the meaning, do you go and try and search for the meaning?
Yeah. Sometimes if I do not understand what the meaning of the lyrics are, I will try to find a dictionary or try to search on the internet what it's meaning.
Yeah. And what kinds of English music do you like?
I like pop music, and just like Bruno Mars or Jason Mraz, yeah, Coop, Maroon 5, yeah, that kind of music.
Now, you've listed as one of your hobbies playing rugby.
Yeah.
I believe rugby has a long association with the use of English, yeah, right? Yeah. So when you play rugby, do you play in a team that uses English, or at least you have some communication in English?
Yeah, sometimes. As I also have my associate degree in CTU, and at that time, there are always some foreign players come to play with us, and so we'll always communicate in English. And I think it also helped me a bit in improving my English communication skills.
Do you think because you're in a game situation and it's critical that you communicate, you can't stay quiet, so do you think it helped you with your confidence, helped you to speak up?
Yeah, I think so. But I think because actually when we are playing a rugby game, we will not always communicate in a proper way. We will just shout out and yeah, something like that. So I think it will help to increase the confidence to speak out loud in English.
Are there any unique words you can share with us that you've learnt playing rugby?
I need to think. For example, there are some terms called line out, tackle, scrum, yeah, something like that. We'll always share our ideas about these tactics. So I think it's a good experience to learn, improve my English.